asked for Marr to play it long, and that's exactly what he does towards the box. Connolly has stayed up. McJanet heads it in towards Mullen. Mullen in the box, shoots and scores. Derry City in the 93rd minute. Oh my God, a late goal. This is a ground where we've seen lashings of late goals in the second half. The Derry City faithful are going mad. But Dermot, in the last 5 minutes, Derry City have looked like they might do that.
Yes, that chance was coming back. What a goal there from Danny Mullen. We said he would come on and make one late. He absolutely done it. Great interchange play from Kelly and Maher. We're thinking, get it up, get it up. They clipped the ball up. Great header down. Finds Danny Mullen on the run. And an absolute stunning finish from the Scottish man. He's just on the pitch, Michael. He's not on that long. And McJanet heads it down right into his path. Gives Karasha no chance, Michael. Great finish right on the 4 minutes is up and stoppage time that Rob Hennessy has allowed. There was like literally 13 seconds to go and he's finished well. He's given Derry a big chance here.
Oh, he really has. I mean, McJanet has been incredibly effective since he came on. And Danny Mullen, for a player who wasn't on all that long, you know, there was every possible...
Danny Mullen, just before the break, he come on and he scored a winner for Derry in the dying seconds. What a way to sign off.
Yeah, delighted. Delighted to get the 3 points, most importantly. But to get on and make an impact like that, it's always a good trip home after that.
6 goals this season, you've been on the bench the last few. Is it a bit of frustration, but you come on and you score the winner, and there's a bit of relief there from the team all round, but individually for yourself, coming off the bench, it's great for you.
Yeah, it's been frustrating at times, but I can't fault Pat. He's been excellent, and obviously I just keep chipping away and give the manager a headache, but that's my job. I'm here to put the ball in the back of the net, and thankfully I've done that.
On the balance of play, it seemed like Derry might have deserved that, because they're always looking threatening going forward and creating most of the chances, and the penalty came from their own defensive error. But I mean, it shows character, resilience, just to go to the end.
Yeah, I think we need to start doing that, go to the, right to the very end. We've done that a few times this season. But as you say, we controlled large parts of the game today. Their keeper made a good save for Pat in the first half. So there's positive signs, and I think if we just, as you say, go all the way to the end and never say never, and there's going to be chances created and likes myself coming on, and you can see there's space to run into, and obviously it was a good flick on for Cam, so it was good movement, good flick on, and good finish all round.
Yeah, it was a great knockdown by Cameron, as you said, straight under your path, and one, two footed you are, and took a touch, you on, smashed it with the other and gave the keeper no chance, and it was on the net before he reacted.
Yeah, I think it was a bit like the goal against Pat, my goal against Pat's earlier on in the season. I was talking to Paul just after it was just touch and get it away as quick as possible. It gives the keeper less time to react, and the defenders opened his legs, so it's went through there as well. But, as you say, good flick on and good goal all round.
You say that you need to do it more. Derry's up there challenging their second place, 3 points behind Shells going into this break, but it shows you that you and Cameron come on as subs, and it's going to be the squad they challenge for this title.
Yeah, we've got a real strong squad, so we'll just need to hopefully stay fit, and as you say, there's going to be quality coming on for the bench. There's quality all over the place, so if we do things right, we'll win all the time.
And well deserved break now. Have you got any plans for the next 3 or 4 days? Are you heading away or anything?
Nah, no plans. Her family's coming over. We've got a new baby on the way, so it's time to save up and buy prams.
Thanks for that. Well done, mate.
Cheers, thanks.